Yes. Aren't you lucky? This is WHCL 88.7 FM. And I know you'll just find the next show absolutely delicious here. And I know I will too. You'll just love it. And you may want to join me in a bite. Here it is.
Proper swing. They do it right in that horrid land. You can do it too if you understand.
Oh.
When you feel the heat of a tom-tom beat, get cannibal.
Jig-a-bone.
Try to train your feet not to miss a beat, get cannibal.
Jig-a-bone.
The wilds are calling you.
Yeah.
Get yourself in the mood.
Well,
it's a treat if you feel the beat, get cannibal.
Cannibal.
Wiggle and you wobble and you do it off double, get cannibal. Don't need a bottle, just release your bottle, get cannibal. Never fail to make
wow.
A purpose when you shake.
Yeah.
I've got a jewel, get a pair, I'm bound to get cannibal.
Yeah.
Enjoying this tonight because I decided to fill in for Mr. Senior. He's a patient of mine. This is Radiola, WHCO 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Lovely, lovely town. WHCO.org. And you can call me DJ Hannibal. I'm a physician of sorts. And Mr. Senior is a patient of mine. He was graciously referred to me by his wife's ex-husband, who's a practitioner in the craft too, and it's a tough case of trying to get him over delusions of adequacy. And I'm sure you'll find that's very difficult to get over these days. So I told him to go out and run skyclad, and I would do the show tonight for him. Yes. and this show has a certain culinary appeal, I think you'll find. We began with Ray Noble, Elbow, a very tasty record, Dinner at Eight, Won't You Join Me, 1933. Then Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, Get Cannibal. And Whispering Jack Smith, Miss Annabelle Lee. That was my sister, and she was a very sweet girl. Very, very sweet indeed. Don't worry about Mr. Senior. He's a diabetic, and they're too cloying, you know. His sweetbreads have gone off, and that just doesn't do at all. And besides which, I'm on a strict vegetarian diet these days. I only eat strict vegetarians. Here's Smith Ballou describing one such. 1930 with, well, here we go.
Thank you. with you sometimes. I'm in a heart with you. I've just got to be rough with you. No one's fault but your own. Don't blame me that I long for you, but I'm terribly strong for you. But I've written this song for you. Nobody's fault but your own. I know that you'll consider me just as you should. Don't think that you'll get rid of me. I'm here for good. I don't know how to treat you for some time. I'd like to beat you, and sometime I'd like to meet you with nobody's fault but your own.
One saving grace, anyone would feel as I do. Out of breath and scared to death of you. Love was first divine, then explored, then defined. Still the old sensation is new. Out of breath and scared to death of you. It takes all the strength that I can call to my command to hold your hand. I would speak at length about the love that should be made, but I'm afraid. Hercules and touch never bothered me much. All you have to do is say boo. Out of breath and scared to death of you.
Be scared. Sometimes I don't mean any harm, obviously. I am a doctor, after all. And You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Yes, on the hill, up on the hill. Beautiful weather. Crunchy leaves. And that was Arden and Omen. Frank Luther, Out of Breath and Scared to Death of You, 1930, a crunchy 78, like the leaves. Arthur Roseberry, Kit Kat Band, Len Lee's vocal, Nobody's Fault But Your Own, and Sometimes I Want to Eat You. 1929, began with Smith Ballou, You're Simply Delish. Yes, indeed. 1930, this music is making me hungry, but I think I'll just have to wait. I don't see any snacks. Now here's a cheerful song from 1925. I think you'll find it tasty. Helen Clark and Frank Littenbauer. I don't know who's singing this to whom, but it's a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. Sounds like lunch.
In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in June.
Tales and magazines have all of their scenes of love laid in a garden neath the moon.
But I don't miss that kind of bliss. What I want is this. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. A cozy corner, a table for two. A chance of whisper and cuddle and coo. With lots of hugging and kissing in you.
I don't need music, not God of wine.
Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. If it is because you can't afford more sandwiches and coffee, we will share.
But if it's to help you save and hoard more, I can plainly see how much you care.
If I were you talking to me, my approach would be a
cup of coffee. I don't need music.
nighttime, there's no rest for me. Moonbeams cease to glow. When I had you, I was in ecstasy. Now I miss you so. Every night I pray that you'll come back someday, for I crave you. My heart's filled with pain. Why, don't let me hope in vain. I'm blue, yes, so blue. I wander on, broken-hearted. There's nothing else I can do. Sweetheart, I'll forgive. Why, without you, I can't live. I crave you. Broken-hearted. There's nothing else I can do. Sweetheart, I'll forgive you. Why, without you, I can't live. I crave you.
Give me some. Jaybird said to the peck of wood,
like a pecker shoot, but give me some. Yes, give me some. I'm crazy about them worms. You gotta give me some.
Charming metaphors. Except I don't deal in metaphors. I'm very literal-minded. That was Bessie Smith. You've got to give me some. 1929. And before that, Art Gillum, I Crave You. Yes. 1927. Starting with Helen Clark and Franklin Bauer in 1925. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. Yes, let's make a date for that. And you're listening to WHCL 88.7. I'm filling in for the usual host who is traipsing about skyclad. And maybe he won't be in next week. Maybe he'll catch cold. Maybe he'll be very, very ill indeed, and I'll get to come in again. You'd like that, wouldn't you? WHCL.org. So let's hope nature takes its course with our usual host. And here are the Whoopee Makers in 1928. Yes. Hungry for Love.
Thank you. I'm hungry for love and lonely with only just me. My luck always misses, I miss love and kisses. The best things in life are not free. Old Mr. Moon has seen them pass me from his place on high. It's useless if I try to use an alibi. I'm thirsty for kisses, I'm hungry for love, and lonely with only just me.
Yes, Low Gravy. Low Gravy. This is DJ Hannibal filling in for Mr. Senior, who's I've advised to go out and get in touch with his inner pagan on this night. It's Halloween. So I decided to do the show for him. And that was Low gravy, Jelly Roll Morton, his Red Hot Peppers, Spicy, 1930. Then the Clevelanders, I'm Thirsty for Kisses, Hungry for Love, 1929. And yes, a lot of need there, craving. Whoopee Makers, Hungry for Love, 1928. And you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org at Hamilton College. Very, very nice. Here's Jim Jackson. This is, I frequently have experiences like this, much more than you'd suppose. Jim Jackson, I heard the voice of a pork chop say.
Oh, don't that sound good? It sounds good to me. Oh, it certainly does now. Oh, stir it up with your wife. Don't that sound good? I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked. I stopped for the rest of my feet. I'd sit down on an old oak tree. There I went fast to sleep. I dreamt by sitting in a swell cafe as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my soul. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Will you talk about your stew and beans? I know what's the best. Will you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed? But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Oh, sure. Ain't that good? Oh, ain't that nice? Ain't it nice to be nice when you can be nice? Oh, yeah. Don't I do this thing? I know I'm doing this. If that suits me, I know it suits you too. I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked. I stopped for the rest of my feet. I sit down on an old oak tree. Damn, went fast asleep. I drip, I sit in a swell cafe. Hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a folk shop say, come on to me and rest. Will you talk about your stew and beans? I know what's the best. Will you talk about your chicken, ham, and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed? But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, dummy and rest. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, dummy and rest. Will you talk about your stew and beans? But I know what's the best. Will you talk about the chicken, ham, and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed? But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on, dummy and rest. Don't I do this? I know I'm doing this, yes. Don't I think that thing? It just suits me. I know y'all is tickled to death at it. I heard the voice of a folk chop come on to me and rest. Will you talk about your stew and beans? I know what's the best. Will you talk about the chicken, ham, and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed? But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Yeah, I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Will you talk about your stew and beans? I know what's the best. Will you talk about the chicken, ham, and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed? But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest.
Sal got a meat skin hid away. Gonna get a meat skin someday. Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Sal got a meat skin, don't you know? Fool ain't Liza told me so. Sal sailing on the sea. Sal is sailing on the sea. Sal sailing on the sea. Sal got a meat skin waiting for me. Sal got a meat skin hid away. Sal got a meat skin hid away. Sal got a meat skin hid away. Gonna get a meat skin someday.
Obviously loves her a lot. Blind Boy Fuller, 1937. Before that, we had the Clifford Brothers, Sal's Got a Meat Skin, from 1933. That reminds me of a case I once had. It was very disconcerting. You might have heard of it, but that's evocative of that. Beginning with Jim Jackson, I Heard the Voice of a Pork Chop Say, 1928. Lovely, lovely music. They don't write them like that anymore. This is DJ Hannibal filling in for the unfortunate Mr. Senior, who's getting a cold right now. I know it. I told him to get in touch with his inner Wiccan, or pagan, or whatever the heck it is. And he is doing that. He's out dancing underneath the sky, with only the sky on him. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And if he doesn't catch cold, he'll be here next week in full form. And now, here's a tribute. You have to support them, too. A tribute to our servicemen. God bless them.
Johnny joined up and Jimmy was there.
And George got a sergeant's rating.
Don't give your right name, the army don't care.
And the life is so fascinating.
Let's all go farmy, live off the army, see the world we never saw.
If we get feeling down,
we wander into town.
And if the population
should greet us with indignation,
we chop up to bits
because we like our hamburgers raw.
Johnny drank up till he's got caved in.
And Jimmy did not drink tea.
And George replied with a right to the gin.
For the army is just a pink tea.
Let's all go farmy, live off the army, see the world we never saw.
If we get feeling down,
we wander into town.
And if the population
should greet us with indignation,
or we chop up to bits because we like our hamburgers raw.
Johnny is missing, Jimmy is dead,
and George went crazy shooting.
But blood is blood, and red is red,
and the army is still recruiting. Let's all go farmy, live off the army, see the world we never saw. If we get feeling down, we wander into town, and get the population to greet us with indignation.
Our capital fit
because we like our hamburgers raw.
I'm so sorry. My dinner was disagreeing with me.